It's okay.
Hey world, welcome to Music to Swear By. This is the podcast where I, Tony, invite neighbors over to my house to listen to music containing profanity. This week, different week. We slacked off pretty bad over the Thanksgiving weekend. The Thanksgiving holiday took up a couple of days. I hung a dartboard in my basement, which meant that any spare time neighbor Dave and I had, we wasted, squirreled away down in the basement playing darts. Neighbor Brett had an anniversary this weekend. Congratulations, guys. 44 years of happy marital bliss. And none of the ladies of the neighborhood will speak with me anymore after last week's podcast. So I really, really was going to phone it in this week. I figured we'd just skip it, call in sick. Then I woke up a few hours ago with an idea, a theme. So I grabbed a shot of brandy, came downstairs to the glory hole here, and figured I'd share something interesting that happened to me yesterday. I'm at work, listening to the iPod yesterday, and I've been hitting this Entourage soundtrack pretty hard. Entourage, HBO special, it's been on for a bunch of years now. I think it's like in sixth or seventh season. Good soundtrack, good music involved there. Mostly hip-hop stuff, but just a lot of generally good music. So I've been hitting that pretty hard, and I decide to hit the Genius button on the old iPod. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, Genius is a function of iTunes, where iTunes will secretly upload your music library to Dick Clark's brain. Dick Clark's brain then teaches iTunes to create neat little playlists for you. 12, 15 song playlists, similar songs, kind of crescendos in the middle and comes down at the end. Ultimately a marketing tool, I'm sure, to sell me 99-cent songs over the internet. But either way, I decided to hit up that function. So what I've got for you today is the five strangest things that popped out of my iPod yesterday while using Genius. So the first strange lyric to pop out of the iPod was from a Public Enemy song. This is from the album It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, and it's one of the few songs where they actually let Flavor Flav take the reins beginning to end. Instead of just yelling and jumping around like a maniac in the background, he heads this one up. Little known fact, Flavor Flav was identified as some sort of musical prodigy when he was a little kid. He's mastered up to this date over a dozen instruments, piano, guitar, drums, stuff like that. Probably plays the dulcimer, I don't know. We'll find out. Matter of fact, I will find out after the podcast if Flavor Flav plays the dulcimer. Either way, the lyric comes from the song Cold Lampin' with Flavor. You're eating dirt because you like getting dirt from the graveyard. You put gravy on it, then you pick your teeth with tombstone chips. Okay, there you go. Eating dirt because you like getting dirt from a graveyard. You put gravy on it. Something very safe about the lyrics from the 80s there. You think he's going for the whole, you know, eating dirt, pushing daisies thing, and he just talks about putting gravy on it. You know, poor Flavor. Everything that Chuck D says is wildly cool, and it just seems like everything Flavor says is just a little bit whack. You know, the guy can't win. Anyways, moving on. Fourth weirdest thing to pop out of the iPod yesterday. Actually, I have two lyrics here, two lyrics from two separate songs. First one is a single by Rich Boy. Second one is a song by T.I. Let's start it off with Rich Boy. These songs, they share the word Cadillac, and specifically a rich pronunciation of the word Cadillac. All right, first off, Rich Boy. Niggas want a jig, see it tight, no snake, just bought a Cadillac. All right, if you listen very closely, it almost sounds like he's saying cattle lick, cattle lick, but I'm pretty sure you wouldn't throw D's on those bitches. So, therefore, fulfilling our obligation to play you music with profanity, there's Rich Boy. Up next is T.I. with his own unique spin on the word Cadillac. Shut tapping ain't a car I ain't got. I'm the number one customer at my own color. You want to know how much I'm making? Just imagine the life. All right, I'm going to hit that for you one more time. One customer at my own collect. You want to know how much I'm making, just imagine. All right, there you go. Caddy Lick and Cuddy Lack. All right, so let me think here. I'm going to come up with my own term for Cadillac. Badass Tony. How about Kitty Lick? I'm going to roll up in my... Kitty Lick sounds kind of gay. Kitty Litter. I'm going to roll up on the D's. No, when I go to work today, I'm going to roll up in my kitty litter. I'm going to roll up on them bitches in my kitty litter. Okay, so anyways. Next one. Here we go. Third oddest lyric to pop out of the iPod yesterday by a rapper named Paul Wall. Let's see. The song is I Ain't Hard to Find. Here we go. I'm well respected on me and in blacks. So I'm pulling hundreds and smashing cocks. Knocking these bras up out their socks. I'm in the hood like wig shops. Look close, I ain't hard to spot. I'm right there at that gambling spot. Stacking up a fat dollar. Okay, so smashing cocks, knocking them broads up out day socks. Wow, I've smashed cocks before, but just generally my own, usually by accident. So I'm having a hard time relating to the ball wall. So what I've decided to do is call one more dude to find out if I'm abnormal or whether Paul Wall is actually, you know, off base on this. So I'm going to call neighbor Dave. One second. So if you're looking for me, I ain't hard to find. I'll be right there posted on that 5-9. I got a burner in my lap at all times. And the bag is sticky, icky, green lines. On top, I'm well respected on me and in blacks. So I'm pulling hundreds and smashing cocks. Knocking these bras up out their socks. I'm in the hood like wig shops. Look close. Dave, it's Tony. Hey, I got you on speakerphone. You're on the podcast.
All right.
I decided to rub one out in the middle of the week here, so I just got one quick question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever smashed a cock or knocked some bitches up out of their socks?
Okay, repeat that.
Have you ever smashed a cock or knocked some bitches up out their socks?
No.
Okay, me neither. That's all I need, dude. Talk to you later.
All right, adios.
Bye. All right, there you have it. Two out of three men polled have never knocked anyone up out day socks or smashed a cock on purpose. Okay, in stark contrast to Mr. Wall, we have our next one. The number two strangest lyric to pop up out of my iPod yesterday was Run DMC off of Raisin Hell. Now again, in stark contrast to the Paul Wall, Run DMC from the 80s, this is off Raisin Hell. Song is perfection. Ronnie Ray telling us all about his perfect eyesight, his 20/20 vision, and reminding us that it's important to have your eyes checked annually. The only thing getting knocked up out of its socks there is poor eyesight. All right, and judging by that lyric, I would say that both Bill Clinton and Neighbor Bob are both more black than Joe Run Simmons or Daryl Mack. Sorry, guys. All right, so wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. The number one strange lyric that popped out of my iPod yesterday comes from the song Wanna Know by Obie Trice. It's so tedious, but niggas bleed like bitches. I'm truly believing this. Once a month, they wake up with a OB tampon inserted in their nuts. Give them what the fuck over? Once a month, they wake up with an OB tampon inserted in they nuts. Seriously, Mr. Trice, I did not need that image fucking embedded in my head at work yesterday. And I'm still struggling with this. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to call an expert. I'm calling neighbor Brett. I know he's not a doctor, but he tells me he is every time he rubs my back. And he's had his nuts worked on. So hold on. Brett, Tony. All right.
I know what you, dork.
All right. So, hey, surprise is you're on the podcast right now.
Oh, rock on. Okay.
So,
Good.
Yep.
Is this a special Sagittarius birthday edition?
A special what?
Sagittarius birthday edition.
Oh, that's right. You got a birthday this week, right?
Yours was yesterday, correct?
Yes, it was.
And mine's today.
Hey, so congratulations. That's awesome. Quick question.
Yeah.
You've had a doctor on your nuts, right?
Two of them, yes.
Okay, so do you think it's possible, since you're an expert at this now, do you think it's possible to wake up with a tampon inserted in your nuts?
Not unless you're in Guantanamo.
Okay, excellent answer, neighbor Brett. Okay, that's it, dude. I got what I need.
All right, well, happy birthday, Phil.
Hey,
Thatch.
Happy birthday to you. Bye-bye. So there you fucking go. You now know the five strangest lyrics to pop out of my iPod yesterday. The brandy has kicked in. I'm starting to feel a little bit surly, so I'm going to take this thing out. Thank you for listening. Speaking of visitors, looking at the geostats here. Virginia, Kansas, Missouri, you guys are still going strong. Thank you very much. Picked up our first hit in China, looking at the geostats here. Beijing, thank you. We've also got our first hit in Africa, coming from Côte d'Ivoire, or as us people in the States would say, the Ivory Coast. We also picked up a hit in Israel. Jesus, I don't know what you people are doing, but thanks. Email us, let us know. And lastly, we picked up a hit from Fort Rutgers, on or near the area. Email, let us know what you're up to. Unless you're my friends or family. You fuckers, knock it off. My fragile ego and slight Napoleon syndrome can't handle that shit. So quit emailing you guys. Otherwise, everybody else, musictoswearby@gmail.com. We're going out with Obi Trice, so until next time, pardon the profanity.
Since they wanna know. Since they wanna know. I said, since they wanna know. Here's the formula on O, now let's go. They wanna know. Trice the giant, standing a 5'8 stature. Back with a second album supplying your fear factor. But Joe ain't the host, my nigga. You have access to the most. Noted flow on Shady's faction. I ain't being cocky, if so, accept my apology. Except, know I process my thoughts logically. First week sales, top to toe from tsunami. But haters like to yell, it's the white boy behind me. But you couldn't inhale a flow that's more grimy. It would still prevail if another label signed me. Oh, be so timely. Must Obi remind him, the first nigga to shine solo from the place you find him. Native Detroit, a ghetto reporter, hit you with some heavy metal for supporting with your quarters. A little something different from the homie from Michigan. Basically, Obi's ripping on any instrument he's given.
Come on, I want it, what's mine? I don't care who I
hurt. Since they wanna know.
All I want it, what's mine? I don't care who I hurt.
Since they wanna know. They wanna know. Four niggas in the whip, all foes say they ain't fucking with Trice shit. Somebody's lying, I'm undenying. Denying me means that the driver got influence over you on certain things. Be distinguished, just cause you ain't feeling his favorite MC don't mean you speak no English. Hop out the car, catch the bus, at least you be established as the man that you are. I hate to take it so far and so tedious, but niggas bleed like bitches, I'm truly believing this. Once a month, they wake up with a OB tampon inserted in their nuts. Give them the flux, cause my bucks is up. And no, this ain't eBay, so please be easy. Gotta be delusional to think OB is losing, yo. Let them get a whip of some shit, they quick to abuse it, though.
Come on, I want it, what's mine? I don't care who I hurt.
Since they wanna know.
All I want it, what's mine? I don't care who I hurt.
Since they wanna know. They wanna know. Since they wanna know. Peep with old selling when I hit them with Van Halen. but it's just the man from the ghetto rebelling. Rebel without a cause, I'm in them Superman drawers, running around the shack mama had us living. Now your man's living, an inch from truly killing him. All due to ambition, a gift given from the man who invented him. When the system screws just like Lil' Tim and him. But bless the child who maneuvers the senses then. Spitting venom had them same dudes interested in him. My vision's unlimited, music's my outlet. I rock an outfit for all the foul shit I witness. Make it my business to get a listener, one clear description. If you're hearing them, you will catch what I'm pitching. Guarantee it serve your addiction. Come on. They wanna know.
As far as I can tell, Flava Flav does not play the dulcimer.